In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Chartok and Yehuda Hanani continue their discussion about Igor Stravinsky.
Yehuda Hanani, the last time you gave a fascinating insight that we spoke into The Rite of Spring by Stravinsky. But one of my favorites is his Symphony of Wind Instruments. You know, I'm a wind instrument player myself. I'm a trumpet player. Tell us about that stage of his career when he wrote the Symphony of Wind Instruments.
Before we follow Stravinsky through the war years, I want to tell you a little bit about a wave of musical patriotism, or we can call it musical paranoia, that swept England, Russia, France, and eventually the US too. Already before the war, there was a long-standing resentment of the Teutonic hegemony in the classical world. I mean, after all, Mozart, Bach, Brahms, Schubert, Schumann, they were all Germans. Now, this resentment now assumed a patriotic fervor because of the war. In London, Strauss's Don Juan was taken off the Proms concerts. After the US entered the war in 1917, Wagner disappeared from the stage of the Met. And believe it or not, Beethoven's symphony was canceled from Pittsburgh Symphony's concerts. The German-born conductor of the Boston Symphony, Karl Muck, was thrown in prison, falsely accused of refusing to conduct the Star-Spangled Banner. Ravel in France nearly died at the war. Being petite and slight and not in perfect health, he was barred from military service, but enlisted as a truck driver, was weaving his way amidst the ruins and the carnage as shells fell all around him. It was then that he wrote Le Tombeau de Couperin, the tomb or the grave of Couperin, dedicating each of the movements to another friend who was killed, who died in battle. But where is Igor in all this? Well, Stravinsky spent the war years in neutral Switzerland, focusing and promoting his music. It was there that he began to distance himself from his Russian roots and Russian traditions, and to become more and more a Western European composer. The reasons are very simple. While the West applauded his anti-romantic style, his modernism, the critics in St. Petersburg and Moscow dismissed the Rite of Spring as noise. I mean, after all, he was a defector. It was the praise in Europe and the criticism at home that gradually drew him away. We also have to keep in mind that while he forsook his old world, Tsarist Russia, forsook him. It was gone, disappeared. It is very significant that he wrote then the Symphonies of Wind Instruments, which is based on the Russian Orthodox funeral service. He is burying his old self with the demise of Tsarist Russia, his beloved old world of Tsarist Russia. It is a funeral service for his erased world and all the memories of his childhood that were contained in it. So let's listen a little bit to the Symphony of Winds by Stravinsky.
Thank you.
That was Igor Stravinsky's Symphony of Wind Instruments, performed by the London Philharmonic Orchestra. To learn about Yehuda Hanani's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.